समीता दश कंठ हरे बहुत अच्छा। एयरपोर्ट थी बाहरी बार हाथ भालू प्रचार
भिसा
एखनो भी आसे
Yeah.
तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नये माम चरणान्तिके
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय रिचुअल गुरुपाद पद्म नित्य लीला प्रविष्टोंग विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Nitya Leela Pravishnam Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. By whose grace I am coming everywhere in the world and all are listening due to him. He inspired me to come and to preach. I went so many places, midst of ocean, top of mountains, forest, and everywhere I saw his glory. So even those who are coming, I think that they are coming by reading their books, his books, and inspired by them. So my dandat pranam in his lotus feet. In very short time, couple of years, he preached everywhere in world the transcendental words, Bani of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami and his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. He wrote so many books, man cannot imagine how wonderful work he has done. Now, I'm giving thanks to those who have arranged this festival. By their mercy we are hearing. And also to the persons, the management, they have given this temple to speak Harikatha Srimad Bhagavatam. And also so much thanks to you all that have come and you are sparing me to speak Harikatha. I am going to tell Srimad Bhadu Katha. First, when Brahma was created, from the navel of Garbhodasai Vishnu. And he wanted to know from where I am coming, and thus coming and going on the Kamal Lal.
Stem of the lotus.
But he could not find any limit of that. And then he came on the lotus flower where he was and began to think, what should I do? Then, by the mercy of Krishna, a sound came from water, tapa, tapa. And then he began to do austerities. After 1,000 years, Narayan came in his heart and he gave him the power of creation that he can create. Then Brahma told, Prabhu, I am worshipping you and praying you that when I will do this creation, then it may be that false ego will come that I am independent creator of this world. And that is the reason of what? Ruin. So please be merciful that I should not have that false ego. Then Narayan told him this Bhagavad Katha that we are going to. And after that, Brahma told it to Narad, and Narad told to Vyas, and Vyas told to his son, who was detached from world, and he was Brahmagyani. But even very attractful and beautiful, loving, sweet pastimes of Krishna, attracted him, and he came. And thus he taught him Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Sukadeva Goswami, he told to Parikshit Maharaj. And after that, Sut Goswami was in Nameshwaranya. There 88,000 of rishis asked this question. We are very fearful of this Kali Yuga. And there, prayena alpa ayusah sabya klasmin juge janam mandasu manda matyo manda bhagya upadrita. In this iron age Kali Yuga, very short life, and after that, they will be very manda. Manda means fortuneless. And what they will do, but in the end they will see no happiness, suffering and suffering. Manda bhagya, that they will have no good association of Vaishnavas. Who can tell Hari Katha? And always so much upadrava. So much samasya.
Problems.
From everywhere. Especially old age will come. We cannot hear in old age. And we will die very soon. When we will die? Nothing known. So please, you have heard from your Gurudev Sukadeva Goswami. You know all epics. You know all Vedas. Upanishad, Puran, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and everything. You know Srimad Bhagavat. Now you should tell what should we do and by what our soul will be happy. He never asked for body, but he asked soul because he knew that we are not this body. You should also know that we are not this physical body. In the end you will be all and give up this body. And what you are collecting, one farthing you cannot take with you. Your children's husband, wife, anyone will go with you. Then why you are doing so much labor like donkeys? Something you should think about this. And from you should know very well that not a single farthing we will take from this world. Then why? But by chanting and remembering and hearing of this Srimad Bhagavatam, your life will be successful. Very soon Krishna Bhakti will come. Don't give importance of money making. Never. It cannot satisfy you. By that money you cannot be happy. Always troublesome. So many problems it brings. So he is telling that, O sadhu, kindly tell us that how our soul can be happy. After that, Sut Goswami, he did pranam to his Gurudev. Yang prabhajantam anupetam apetagityam. Dvai payano viraha katara ajuhava. Putreti tanmayataya tarvophinedu sarvabhutaridang munimato nachas. To Sukhdev Goswami. He just came from the womb of his mother and at once gave up house and ran towards forest. He never saw back who is father, who is mother, who is who, what is world. And then Sukhdev, Vyasadeva, O Putra, where you are going? O Putra, O Putra, O my son. Then only forest echoed him. Oh, who is Putra? Who is son? Who is father? In that world, no one. Only Krishna is protector. Nothing else. And then, who is that Sukhdev Goswami? In Gopal Champu, it has been told that this Sukh was first the very dear parent of Srimati Radhika. Very dear. Srimati Radhika used to teach him Krishna, Krishna. And he used to speak, oh, beautiful, like Sukh, Krishna, Krishna. And Srimati Radhika used to give him, sweet rice. So he was very happy there. But as he was bird, by his nature, he flew away from there and went just in the garden of Nanda Baba, where Krishna and Madhu Mangal were talking something. Oh, he sat on that garden on a very dense tree branch. Oh, very green leaves were there. And he sat there that anyone cannot see. And then he began to speak, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Imitating Radhika's voice.
Krishna Saju, from where sound is coming? As if Srimati Radhika is speaking. So he saw very Radhika. But not Radhika only, he saw that, parrot there. And then he called, parrot, come on, come on. Krishna is so sweet, his voice is so sweet. Krishna will call and who cannot come? All can come. So he came and sat on the hand of Krishna. And Krishna began to crossing. What you are telling, speak more. Then he told, Krishna, Krishna. And after that Sukh bird told, I'm very unlucky, very unlucky, very unfortunate. Oh, my Swamini ji, you to give me sweet rice. And he, you to learn me to speak Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But as I am bird, so I flew from there and I have come here. So I am very unfortunate. Krishna, he has so much attraction for that bird. And he was talking with bird. In the meantime, Lalita Vishakha came there and told, oh Krishna, this parrot is of our Swamini Radhika ji, please give. And we will take it and give him. Because she cannot live without this parrot. Please give. Krishna told that if he is yours and your master, and you should call, and if it goes to you,
I have no problem.
Then it should go. Then they replied, in this world there is none, no one, that you will keep that with you, and anyone can call you. Only Radhika can come call, and he come, but none of them. No? Then Krishna told, I cannot give, but you should call and he should go. I have no objection. Then went to Yashoda Maiya. I began to tell, this Krishna has kept our parrot of Radhika. Please give. Please take it and give. Otherwise, Radhika will be very, very worried. Then Yashoda Maiya told that, you should sit here. And she went where Krishna was playing with that bird. At once she took that bird. Oh, bogus boy, what are you doing? Always playing with birds and animals. And then, come up. And he took the hand of Krishna. At once come with me and take bath, and your father is waiting for you for prasadam. And thus Krishna could not do anything. And she took him and dragged him to house. And this parrot was given to Radhika. Lalita Vishakha took it and gave it to Radhika. Then Radhika again. When Krishna pastimes was finished, and Radhika and all Krishna went to their, returned back to their Golokdham, Vrindavan, this parrot wanted to go. But Krishna told, you must be here. When we are going, none will be that anyone can tell this my sweet pastimes. So please, you should be here. And by remembering us, you will take darshan of me. So don't be worried. Then they went, and this parrot was there in this world. After some time, the parrot wanted to hear Krishna's sweet pastime. He went in Kailash, and there in Kailash, Shankar, Mahadev, Dev Mahadev, he is Vaishnava, Vaishnava Nang Jatha Sambhu. So he, telling same katha of Srimad Bhagavatam, sweet pastimes of Krishna. That is called Amar Katha. Amrit of heavenly planet is really not Amrita.
Nectar.
After one kalp, all demigods will go. Even Brahma will have to go. So, Krishna Katha is more than
nectar.
Amrita sweet
nectar. Nectar.
Nectar. When Sukadeva Goswami began to speak Hari Katha in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, demigods came and told, please take this
nectar
and give it to Parikshit Maharaj, and give this Srimad Bhagavatam to us, we will take it and go to. Oh, then Sukadeva Goswami laughed and told her, really you are very big cheaters. You want to take, oh, this nectar, thousand and millions times
valuable,
go better than that, this, and you want to cheat Parikshit and me, go back at once. And then he began to tell it. After that hearing, Sut Goswami is telling to Saunak Rishi, 88,000 Rishi, 88,000 Rishis, so many persons. And by this hearing, Parikshit was detached from whole world. He took his heart, mind in head, and from head it took it in Krishna. And he left this body, and then Takshak, poisonous snake, came and bite him, and his sarir was burnt. But really he was not burnt.
Shankar Hari katha bolchilo parrot khane giyechi.
So this Srimad Bhagavat is, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, samasta yugon ki sarvakalin, sarvatrin, और सब समस्याओं का समाधान इस श्रीमद् भागवत में है. क्या? इन दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम ऑल द
सॉल्यूशन ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स,
ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स, पास्ट फ्यूचर एंड
प्रेजेंट,
ऑल ऑफ ऑल वर्ल्ड, ऑफ ऑल प्राणी लिविंग बीइंग्स इज श्रीमद् भागवतम. All doubts will go. And surely I know, if anyone hear these sweet pastimes of Krishna, especially first canto and last 11th canto, all kinds of knowledge, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva will come. And he will surely be detached, I know. And after detached, they must have Krishna Bhakti, pure Uttama Bhakti, and by that they will go to transcendental world. Surely. But hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam and reading of this Bhagavatam, if detachment of world is not going, if the attractions of ladies and vice versa,
gentlemen,
not going, then he is foolish person, ignorant. Even hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, those who read, those who speak, those who chant and remember this Bhagavat, surely they will be detached from world. They cannot be engaged in. If any problems comes, they will not give those to them.
Importance.
They will not tell that, oh, this person
guilty for this.
This person has given me this pain.
Problem.
Tatte nukampam. Susumikshamanu. Bhunjan evatma kitam vipakam. Hidvag bapubhi vidadhan namaste.
Jivet
jo samukti pade bhakam. Those who will think that this suffering is coming, this pain is coming, this problem is coming due to my own activities, past activities, bad activities, what I have done. And by mercy of Krishna, I should tolerate. Oh, that person is not guilty for that. Oh, my activities only. So he will tolerate and do pranam to Krishna. Oh, very soon Krishna Bhakti will come in his heart. In Gita also Krishna has told, what? Sukhesu anudigmamana.
Sukhesu vigata spriha.
Sukhesu vigata spriha. Gat mud. Ragbhaya krodha sthiti muni di uchyate. A person who is never becomes worry for sufferings. Never. And he never wants any happiness in his life. What coming? Due to what he has done, good or bad, tolerating. And be tarag bhaya krodha, never becomes angry. And be tarag, all kinds of attachment goes away. And that person is Muni. And very soon he will have Krishna Bhakti and will be liberated. So we should read Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, so many exalted sannyasis have come. Tirth Maharaj, Padmanabh Maharaj.
Every day have classes.
Damodar Maharaj.
Guru Varga.
Sajjan Maharaj.
Dandi Maharaj, Nemi Maharaj, Shroti Maharaj, all have come.
You are very fortunate. You will hear. I request you that we will at this time glorify Krishna sweet pastime from birth of Krishna up to when he was in Vrindavan, Rasa and others. And I request you to speak on other subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, especially. When Krishna has told to Uddhav at the time of departure of from, very, very good things. By this bhakti will come, all attraction will go. Gaur Premanande. One kirtan. You. One kirtan.
Sukpaki ude Mahadev kache gelo. Mahadev hori kotha bolchilen Parvati kotha chhele dilen.
Oh.
Acha hoye jak kirtan hoye jak tarpore.
I left something.
Yeah.
Acha after kirtan.
Ami amake tin bar bolo apni bolo acha acha. Je bachcha to ekhon nilo.
Don't delay. Thank you.
পদে মোদয়া প্রার্থনা
I've left something that when that parrot went to Kailash, at that time, Vaishnavanang Jatha Sambhu, Mahabhagavat, he was telling, says, same sweet pastimes of Krishna, from first canto to, and Parvati was hearing, no one, others. And that katha is Amar Katha, transcendental katha. So he was speaking first canto, second canto, third canto, but this is sarga and visarga. This is creation, about creation. So Parvati has no interest for creation.
Fall asleep.
And she slept. But that parrot who was sitting there, he began to do more.
Go on, what?
Kya? Aur aage kahiye, aur aage kahiye.
Go on.
So Shankar could not think that my wife has slept. So he go on doing. When 10th canto was finished, she woke up and told, "Oh Prabhu, I was slept hearing second and third canto. Oh, I could not have interest in that, and I saw. So, please repeat it. I will carefully hear. Then Shankar told in mind,
who has heard?
Who are doing again? What? Like this? और आगे कहिए और आगे कहिए हु आज हुंकारी कौन फर रहा था हुंकारी कौन फर रहा था माने
who was calling out yes yes
हुंकार कोई प्रॉपर वर्ड नहीं है इंग्लिश हैज नो प्रॉपर वर्ड्स सो शंकर began to look here, where, and he saw in the groups of branches, leaves, green, a green parrot was there. He was hearing. Oh, he has heard. And then he took his
trident
and followed him. This parrot, to save himself, he flew from there. And direct he went to Badrikashram, where Vyasdev and his wife
Bitika Devi
were there. Shankar followed. If we will go, it will take more than 2-3 months from Kailas to
Badrikashram.
About 6 months it may take. But indirect, when he flew away, only 1-3 miles. Very soon he reached there. And Vyasadeva was telling to his wife same Bhagavat Katha, and she was hearing very great interesting, and his mouth was open. So that parrot went in the mouth and the womb of Bitika, the wife of, and then for 16 years, he was in the womb. One day Vyasadeva told, who are you? Why not coming from womb? You must come. You don't give any problem to your mother. Mother has pain for 16 years. So please come out. And that from some voice came, I cannot come. When anyone take this
Maya,
take Maya from this world, illusory Maya, then I can come. That's they told, I can do. So I am taking this Maya for a moment, you should come. I don't have any trust in you. On whom trust? On Krishna. Then he meditated Krishna, and Krishna came and told, oh boy, you should come out. I'm taking my Maya for a moment. In the moment, you should come. And telling this, he became out of sight. And this parrot, as a man, human form, he came down. And at once, he ran. And Vyas was following him. Oh, from there, when he went some distance, some
heavenly
demigoddess Aspara.
Heavenly angels.
Aspara?
Angels.
Angels. Naked. They're playing in a pond. And taking bath. When this naked boy, very handsome, beautiful, young, his body was very charming,
attractive,
but naked, no bones, very young, attractive. So, and his hands were
very long,
ajanulambita, very long,
touching knees.
This nose, very beautiful. Everything. So when he was passing that pond, Aspa is still playing and taking bath. But when Vyasadeva, old person, having white
beard,
hairs and these, and not naked. He has wrapped some cloth, and when he went there, then they become sinful, and they come, they took their cloths and from
distance
they did pranam to Vyas. Then Vyas became very astonished and asked them, "Oh, my daughter's daughter, like nephew,
granddaughters.
My son very young, very attractive, and he passed naked, and you could not have any
sigh for him.
Same for that. And I am your grandfather, more than that. I have taken my cloth. I am an old person. But why you took your cloth and you did me pranam?" Then they told, "You are asking us that you are women, but your son, nothing. He thinks no difference between man and woman or anyone trees. Everywhere he sees Krishna, nothing else. In our heart he thinks his worshipable Krishna is there, always observed. So, we have nothing shame from your young son, but from you we have shame." That this is Sukadeva Goswami. There are so many stories of Sukadeva Goswami. So, I will tell it
tomorrow.
Now, what Sukadeva Goswami told, how a soul can be happy? You. Savai Punsan. 10 minutes.
Why was Lord Shiva angry?
Why was Shiva Lord Shiva angry? Kena holo? Parator poti eto angry kena holo?
Ki angry?
Shiva to raglan kena.
Oh. When Shankar came, "Have you seen any parrot coming here?" Shankar, "Yes, I have seen."
Vyasadeva
told, "Yes, I have seen."
"But why?
So where is that?" "Oh, but I am asking you, why you are searching that parrot?" He told, "I will kill him." "Why?" "He has heard Srimad Bhagavat Amrit Katha."
"What is the result?"
"Oh, what is the fruit of this, hearing this
Bhagavad
Hari Katha? That all will be ajar amar.
Immortal.
All be immortal. Then if that parrot has heard and he has become
immortal,
then how can you kill or think?" Then Shankar began to laugh and he returned back.
Why was Shankar angry that he was hearing?
Unqualified person should not.
That only qualified person should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who have some
Shraddha,
strong belief in Srimad Bhagavatam, that by this attachment, all kinds of attachment will surely go away, and Uttama Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti will come.
In China, someone asked me, "But we are distributing Bhagavatam everywhere, and they are maybe not qualified."
Ki?
Bolchi amra to China te hori kotha bolchi Bhagavat tar hoyto shraddhalu noy, tale amader ki uchit China te hori kotha bolche Bhagavat kotha. Bolchi hoyto shraddhalu noy, amra hori kotha bolbo ki bolbo na tarake.
Oh, you should speak. They are innocent.
No, distributing
if anyone, knowingly and for discussion they are hearing, we should not tell Harikatha to them. Those who are in opposition of Srimad Bhagavatam, but they like to hear to cut the argument of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many. You know, in India, there are so many political leaders. They have read Srimad Bhagavat Ramayana. Why? Not for bhakti. To criticize our Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyas, Krishna and all. So,
for them we should not speak.
Om jnanati nirandasya jnanam dhanushalakara chakshuram nirutam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri kamchakalpaturubhashchakripasindhubhyevacha patithanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha shri krishna chaitanya prabhu shri advaita gadadhara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. First of all, I'm offering my Dandavat Pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishya, Om Vishnu Pad, Astro Tarasaka Shri Srimad, Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal Dandavat Pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Sikh Shri Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishya Om Vishnu Pad Astro Tarasaka Shri Shiva Bhakti Rakshak Shri Bhara Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad Astro Tarasaka Shri Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our beloved Shri Gurudev. And to all of my Rukunuka Guru Varga, and my pronouns to all of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, friends and guests in this most auspicious Bhagavata Katha assembly in the presence of our most exalted, pure person in Bhagavat, our beloved Srila Gurudev. So Srila Gurudev has instructed me to explain what is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam of Sukta Goswami in the first canto, in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, where he is answering the question of the sages that how can a person become actually happy? How can a soul become completely satisfied? So in answer to that question, Sri Sukta Goswami, he explained Savai Kumsam Paro Dharmo Jato Bhaktir Adhokshade Ahoy Tuki Aprakihata Ye Atma Samprasidati. Here he is saying that any person, Savai Kumsam, any human being, any person who performs the Paro Dharma, the topmost Dharma, in this world, there are so many different levels of dharma. Dharma means basically duties, different obligatory activities that we must perform in this world. There are so many duties like duties to family, duties to our society, duties to our country, etc. But those duties, they are temporary duties. They are pertaining only to this physical body. They are pertaining only to this temporary situation of life within this world. We have our relationships of our family members, our friends, our society and such. But those relationships, they're all temporary because this very body is temporary. And when this body is finished, all those relationships and all those duties which we were so absorbed in, they will be also finished. But Srimad Bhagavatam is not being spoken on the level of these temporary dharmas. Actually, in the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva is writing, Dharma Projita Kaitavota Paramo Nirmat Saranam Sutam. Here he is saying that Kaitava Dharma, Kaitava means actually cheating, cheating Dharma. Why cheating? Because the person is thinking, and he is sometimes being told that these dharmas are very essential and very important, and in fact all important, but actually this is not the real truth. The real truth is that the dharma of the soul, the dharma of the eternal jiva-atma, the eternal soul that we all possess, that dharma is our real dharma. This is our nitya dharma, or our sanatana dharma. All throughout the world, Hinduism has spread, and different persons have come out from India in so many generations and established many different temples, Hindu temples. And they speak about sanatana dharma from time to time. But actual meaning of sanatana dharma is pertaining only to the sanatana atma, to the eternal soul. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not going to touch any of the temporary dharmas of this material world, the physical dharmas, the dharmas pertaining to our mental duties. No, only dharma is going to be the dharma which is pertaining to the soul. Vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapo trayon mulanam. This dharma, it will describe and it will define the ultimate absolute truth. The vastavam vastu. That means the supreme absolute reality from which everything has emanated, from which the whole creation has emanated. And after the destruction of this creation, oh, that vastavam vastu, that absolute reality will remain. And by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, tapatrayon mulanam, all of the miseries and sufferings that we are experiencing in this material world, threefold miseries pertaining to our body, to our mind, given to us by other living beings, miseries coming from the material nature, all of these sufferings, these are called tapatray, and they will be completely uprooted by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Vedavyasa Dev compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he spoke this to Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami spoke it in the assembly of the sages who were present with Maharaj Parikshit, and Suta Goswami was there, and now Suta Goswami is speaking to so many thousands of sages who have gathered together in the forest of Naimasharanya. And they see the coming Kali Yuga, how people will be short-living, how they will be suffering. They will be so lazy for spiritual life. They'll always be misguided. They'll always be disturbed by so many sufferings and anxieties. So how can they find relief? And what is the highest duty that they must perform? So Suta Goswami told, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje. The absolute highest dharma, highest duty of any person, of any soul, is to perform bhakti yoga. Eternal devotional service. To who? To Adhokshaja. To the supreme absolute personality of Godhead who lies far, far beyond the power, the range of our senses, of our mind. That Adhokshaja personality is eternally situated in his supreme position, and everyone is dependent upon him. So pure devotion to that Adhokshaja personality, that is called bhakti. Yato bhaktir adhokshaje. But what kind of bhakti, what kind of devotion? Ahoituki apratihata. Ahoituki means that pure devotion will be rendered to that supreme absolute Lord, a master of everyone, without any kind of other motivation other than to please him. That he will be absolutely pleased by that pure devotion. Not that I will go to God and I will pray to God, give me this, give me this, give me this. Give me new car. Make my son successful in his examinations, etc., etc. No. Ahoituki bhakti. Bhakti that has no other motivation other than that he will be pleased. Pure loving devotion. And also apratihata. Not having any interruption. Constantly flowing, moment to moment, 24 hours daily. That is called ahoituki apratihata bhakti. And when such bhakti is rendered to the Supreme Absolute Person, Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, when that is rendered to him in this way, then ye atma samprasidati. Atma samprasidati means that our very atma, our very soul, it will be absolutely satisfied. There will be no hankering and lamentation. There will be no fear. And there will be complete inner satisfaction of the heart of the soul. And also, atma samprasidati means the Supreme Atma, the Supreme Personality, who is the source of all other living beings, that Supreme Paramatma, he will be satisfied by this pure devotional service. So this pure bhakti was also defined in another shloka by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, under the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, compiled the most authentic literature and delineating all of the very detailed information about how to perform pure bhakti. And that literature is called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There he gave a definition which also gave more expanded understanding and more detailed information that what is this bhakti? What is this unmotivated bhakti which will satisfy the soul completely and which is considered to be pure devotion? So he wrote one verse, and everywhere that our beloved Gurudev goes in all of his preaching, he is teaching everyone this particular verse which defines bhakti. Because unless we know what bhakti actually is, then how will it be possible to perform bhakti? So he teaches this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami, Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karmadhya navritam anakulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. Here he has described bhakti as being uttama bhakti. Uttama bhakti refers to pure bhakti, which is not tinged by anything else. Just like if you were referring to pure water. Pure water means nothing is added to that. So this uttam bhakti, this pure bhakti, has the definitions which are explaining what bhakti is not and also explaining what bhakti is. So in the beginning, it is telling, anya vilashita shunyam. This means that real pure bhakti, uttama bhakti, it will be devoid of any other desires, any other motivations. Anya abhilash. Abhilash means desires. Anya abhilashita shunyam. Shunyam means completely devoid of any other desires. And it will not also be covered, this bhakti will not be covered by jnana karmadi anavritam. It will be uncovered by any motivation for jnana, that means seeking moksha, liberation from this material world. Karmadi, karma means sense gratificatory activities, performing these activities for getting some kind of material happiness. And adi is referring to any other kind of material desires, even like trying to perform mystic yoga process and attain mystic siddhis. So bhakti will not be covered by that at all. And anakul yena krishnanushilana, this is the positive definition of bhakti, that the activities will always be performed favorably for the satisfaction and the happiness of Krishna. Anakulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Anushilanam means constant cultivation of the body, senses, of the mind, the intelligence, words, and even our emotions. All of these will be engaged 100% 24 hours daily. Anushilanam. Under the guidance of Sri Guru and pure Vaishnavas. And this pure bhakti, it will also not be interrupted. It will be flowing like a stream of honey. If you pour honey from a jar, it comes out in a constantly flowing stream. So within this definition, Srila Rupa Goswami has added a couple of words which give some very specific definition of bhakti so that it cannot be misunderstood. And when he describes anya vilashita shunyam, that there will be no other desires, he uses the word ita, anya vilashita. And there, this word is referring to that in an extraordinary circumstance, for example, if the devotee is faced with a situation in which he is about to lose his life, then naturally, automatically and naturally, the devotee will cry out to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, save me." But in that particular circumstance, this is not an anya abhilas. This is not another material desire separate from bhakti. No, this is also included within bhakti. And jnana karma adhyanavritam anukul yena Krishna anushilanam. In the definition of anukul bhakti, which is favorable for Krishna's happiness, there are two examples that are given so that we can understand this more clearly. Just like when Krishna came into the wrestling arena of Kamsa in Mathura, when Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura, so Kamsa there invited Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys to come. And he was enticing them that, oh, there will be a wrestling match. You should come. But Kamsa, he had a whole plot that he would bring these two wrestlers, Chanur and Mushtika, who were very, very powerful and very strong and huge bodies. And they would wrestle with Krishna, and he wanted Krishna to be killed. So these wrestlers, when Krishna entered into the arena, and eventually they began to wrestle together. So then at that time, Chanur and Mushtika, their whole motivation was to kill Krishna and Balaram. But because Krishna and Balaram, they were actually tasting vira ras. They were tasting the ras of chivalry and wrestling and fighting, because the cowherd boys are always fighting in the forest of Vrindavan. So they were also fighting here. Cowherd boys wrestled with each other, and now they were engaging in this big wrestling match publicly. So Krishna and Balaram were actually feeling happiness from this. But does it mean that Chanur and Mushtika were performing Uttama Bhakti? That it was anukul? That it was favorable for the happiness of Krishna and Balaram? No. They were trying to kill Krishna. So therefore that cannot be included within this category. Also Mother Yashoda is another example. That Mother Yashoda, she was engaging in stirring the milk on the stove, which was about to boil, because she was making milk sweets for Krishna. And then Krishna came and tugged at her sari after he had woken up early in the morning. And Krishna wanted that Mother Yashoda would give him her breast milk. So she sat Krishna, baby Krishna, down on her lap, and Krishna covered with her sari, and Krishna was very happily drinking her breast milk. But what happened at that time? The milk that was boiling on the stove, it became very forlorn and lost all hope that it would get a chance to engage in the service of Krishna. Why? Because the milk was thinking, oh, Mother Yashoda's breast milk is unlimited because her love for Krishna is unlimited. So her breast milk is unlimited, and Krishna's desire to drink the breast milk is also unlimited. So therefore, the milk thought, oh, I will have no hope, no possibility of serving Krishna. And the milk began to boil over and commit suicide into the fire of the stove. But when Mother Yashoda saw this, oh, immediately she got up from that place and put Krishna down. This Krishna, who even Putana was not able to take away from her breast. Putana, who was more powerful than 10,000 elephants. But Mother Yashoda very easily put him down, and she rushed over to the stove to save the milk from boiling over. Why was she doing that? Because it was for Krishna, for his happiness. It would make milk sweets to serve Krishna and make him happy. But by her immediate activity of putting Krishna down, he was not made happy. Actually, he was frustrated, and he became a little upset and angry. So can this be considered bhakti? Can it be considered anukul to Krishna, that Mother Yashoda made Krishna unhappy at that moment? No, because the ultimate activity, the ultimate motivation of hers was fully for Krishna, for his happiness, to please him. So in this way, Srila Rupa Goswami has given this definition completely of bhakti. There are many different detailed aspects to this verse, but in general, this is the meaning of this verse, And if we follow the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is being stated there by Sutta Goswami, that only by such pure bhakti, by such unmotivated bhakti, can our soul be fully, fully satisfied, and can the Supreme Soul be satisfied, then we are actually going to attain the perfection, the ultimate paradharma, which is to attain Krishna Prem ultimately. And that is the goal of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the verse, Sabai Pungsam Paradharma. Vamsha Kalpati Vasa.
Two announcements.
Hare Krishna, Hare.
Just 1 second. So we'll after Gurudev leaves, we will be doing the Sandhya Aarti, which will be led by Shripad Tirth Maharaj. Tomorrow we will start the program at 5:30 with Mangal Aarti, and at 7:30 in the morning, Shripad Damodar Maharaj will be giving a discourse on the teachings that Gurudev gave today, reflections on Srimad Bhagavatam. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Shripad Madhav Maharaj will be speaking on the first Dashmur. And at 3:30 p.m., there will be another lecture on Dashmur. So, I would request that all of you please come and attend these programs. And one request is that those devotees who have not registered, please register at the front desk with Sushil Prabhuji. Please pay your festival fees. And also, we have summer camp going on for the children, so those children who would like to register, today was the first class, they can still register and participate in the summer camp.